Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Warning, this show is not for the faint of heart. Listener discretion is advised. Mudwalker Productions presents Raising Hope.
I wonder how they're doing out there.
They're probably doing just fine. They all know what they're doing, so they'll probably be back soon.
Yeah, you do have a point. What are you working on now?
I'm trying to figure out a good way to mount this stuff to the truck and to the rock wall so it won't shift.
I see. What if we use... Never mind. That'd probably be too loud.
What?
I was thinking about a ram set, you know, like what they use for driving nails into concrete. But that'd be pretty loud, and we don't want to draw any unwanted attention while we're out there.
Yeah. We only need to make sure it won't shift while we have people on it. We don't have to save it after the operation, so it can fall into the rubble for all I care.
So you're basically making something that's a one-time use only?
Yeah, we really won't need to use it again. Don't you have patrol duty today?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Katie and Julia to show up. They said they'd watch Hope for me while I was out on duty.
Oh, that's nice of them. When are they going to be here?
Any minute now, really.
Well, when they get here, I'll walk out with you, so I can meet up with him.
Oh, that's right. She was going to help you out with the design, right?
Yeah. She said she may have a few ideas to reinforce the pulleys, since there will be a lot of weight and friction. It'd suck to have it break apart while it's ascending the wall.
Yeah, that would suck.
So, how are things between you and Journey? Have you made any moves yet?
We're doing good. Keeping busy and all. And what do you mean by make any moves?
I know you like her. It's pretty obvious. And I'm fairly certain she has a thing for you as well.
It's not my place to do anything. She's still going through a lot, and I don't want to cause her any trouble. I'll always be here for her, but I don't think we'll get to that point just yet.
As long as you don't ignore it, I'm sure it'll happen someday.
Oh, that's probably them. Hey, guys. Come on in.
Hey, Brian. How's everything going?
I take it Hope's asleep?
Yeah, things are good. I put her down about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, hey there, John. I didn't realize you were going to be here.
I was just putting together a few things and trying out a couple different ideas. I'll be heading out with Brian when he leaves.
Ah, are you taking all of that with you?
Yeah. I'm not just going to leave my mess here.
How kind of you. Well, we've got it from here, Brian. You may want to go relieve Eric from patrol duty.
All right. You guys know where everything is, and I should only be on duty for 3 hours? If you need me for anything, you can reach me on Channel 16.
I think we'll be fine.
You ready, John?
Yeah. Give me 1 second to pack all this up. Okay, I'm all set. Let's go. Catch you guys later.
See you both later. Yeah, I'll catch up with you guys later.
Take care, guys.
It's been really quiet out there. I haven't seen much while I've been on duty, so it should be a really easy day for you.
One can only hope, right?
It's honestly a little strange that we haven't been seeing many infected around us lately.
We've taken out quite a few, though, so maybe we've almost cleared them out of town.
That's wishful thinking. It sure would be nice if we eliminated all of them, but I doubt that we did.
Yeah, at least we haven't had any attacks for a while now, so we can consider that a blessing.
All right, I'm heading off. I'll see you later.
Don't have too much fun. Man, it's pretty dead out here. Since I'm out here, I might as well check a few of these houses and make sure they're clear. With any luck, I might be able to find some useful stuff. The city has seen less and less infected over the last few weeks. It's honestly a little unsettling. There were quite a few TZs and rabbits roaming around not that long ago. It makes me wonder where they all went. For all we know, they could have begun to start eating each other or moved on to some other place. Every once in a while, I see some stray cats and a few dogs that run the moment they see me. I guess it's their animal instincts kicking in. It'd be nice to try and bring a few of them in, but they've survived well enough without us intervening. I'm just glad that they can't be turned. It sucks to have to deal with infected animals. Which also makes me wonder, why can't they be turned? I made it to this nice little house across from an equipment rental place that was already picked clean by the settlement before we ever made it there. I wonder how many of these houses they searched looking for supplies. There are quite a lot of houses here. Maybe I should start searching them and mark the doors so we know which ones have been cleared. All right. I guess I'll start searching this one then. Okay. So far, so good. Nice and slow. A blood trail? It's dried up. It's probably from when everything first happened. Just to be safe, I'll check it out. I follow the trail to a back bedroom, with the door blocked by something on the other side. I tried my best to open it quietly, but I had no luck. With everything being so quiet, I figured I was in the clear. So I lowered my shoulder and rammed the door until it started to move. After the door was open enough for me to get through, the smell finally hit me. What I saw inside was an awful sight. There were three bodies. One was a man that looked as if he was holding on to the other two. Both were females. One I assumed was most likely his wife, while the other looked like a teenage girl. They both had bites from what I could see of their decomposing bodies. But the thing that ended their lives was what the man held in his hand. I'll spare the rest of the details, as it's a sight no one should ever have to witness. But in the end, he held them close and died with them in his arms. You honored him the best way you could. The least I can do for you all is give you a proper burial. Let me search for some gloves and some sheets to wrap you all up in. Then I'll start digging out back.
Are you two okay?
I think so. It caught us by surprise. Corey, are you all right? It didn't bite you, did it?
I'm good. And no, you got it just in time. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. Was that all of them?
Yeah, there were only two of them.
Oh, thank God.
What happened? Is everyone all right?
Yeah, we're just fine.
Journey, you're bleeding.
That last one managed to bite my arm. Don't worry, I'm fine.
That's a lot of blood. Let me see it. That's pretty deep. You're definitely going to need stitches. Corey, we should call it and head back so I can get her patched up properly.
Yeah, we got pretty much everything we need for now. I'll help get everything loaded up. You should wrap her arm up and head to the vehicle.
Guys, I'm feeling a little woozy.
Oh my God,
shit.
Journey!
Catch her!
I got her. Patch her up now. I'll carry her to the vehicle. Sierra, go let James know the situation. We have to hurry back now.
All right.
She's burning up.
I thought she was immune. Is she turning?
She is, and no, I don't think she's turning. She's losing a lot of blood. I think they hit an artery. I'll stop the blood flow as best as I can, but we have to get her back now.
Fuck!
There. That should be good. Let's go.
I've got her. Watch my back.
All right, let's move.
What the hell happened? Is she all right?
She's losing blood fast. We have to hurry to get her back so we can get her into surgery. James, you drive.
Shit. All right, get in the back and let's go.
Is she gonna be okay?
I'll make sure she will be. She's burning up real bad. James, haul ass.
On it.
Hang in there, Journey. Everything's gonna be all right.
I feel cold.
You'll be okay. Just hang in there, all right? Corey, in my bag, there should be some morphine. She's going to need it.
All right. Here, what can I do?
Keep pressure on the wound.
Fuck! How can I let this happen?
Calm down, man. Keep your head on straight. You can beat yourself up after we get her back safely.
Journey, we're almost there. Hang on. We will make it back to Brian and Hope, so stay with us.
Can't stop the bleeding. Claire, what do?
We have to keep trying. If we can't stop it, we'll need to slow it down as much as possible. Find the path of the artery on the upper arm and try to pinch it off.
And how do I do that?
It's the radial artery that connects from the brachial artery. It runs from the shoulder, down to the elbow, and through the forearm, connecting to the wrist. Locate it up by the elbow and pinch it off as best as you can. We're almost home.
Is she going to bleed out?
We've got time. We were lucky that we were right there when it happened. If we didn't slow it down or stop it, she'd only have 2 to 5 minutes before she bled out. Don't worry, she will make it. I'll make damn sure of it.
Sarah, radio in and tell them the situation so they can be ready to open the gate and have the doc prepped for surgery.
On it. Front gate guard station.
Hang in there,
in.
Journey. We're almost there.
We have an
there.
Emergency.
I'm
have the
sorry.
Doctor prepped and ready for surgery. Open the gate as soon as we get close.
Right.
Have the doctor prepped and ready for surgery. Open the gate as soon as we get close.
It took me a while to dig deep enough for them not to be disturbed.
That should be good.
The feeling I got from this situation really put a lot of things into perspective for me. So many people had to do unthinkable things when this all began, myself included. Looking back, I wish I could have done the same thing for my friends back in the beginning. But I ran, which was the only thing I could do. I found some family photos when I was going through everything inside, so I placed them on a makeshift cross I had made as a headstone and said a few words for this family that I never knew. After that, I began searching everything in the house when my radio clicked on.
Brian, where are you?
I'm here. What's up?
Where have you been?
Someone said you went past where they could see you.
I'm checking some of the houses for supplies, and marking the ones that are empty. Why? What's going on?
The search team came back, and they ran into some trouble out there.
What? Is everyone okay? What happened?
They ran into a couple infected while clearing out a building, and, well, Journey got bit.
Is she okay? Tell me what happened.
The bite was pretty deep on her arm. I guess it hit an artery, so... Well, just get back here as soon as possible, okay?
John, is she okay? Tell me now.
She's currently in surgery now. Claire said she'd be fine, but just get back here.
I'm on my way. I'll be there in a few minutes.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How the hell did this happen? You were supposed to be keeping them safe.
I know. I fucked up. I should have been prepared, and I let my guard down.
Let's all calm down. Things happen out there, and she saved his life.
Does that make you feel better? You guys are the soldiers, and you're supposed to keep them safe. What the fuck were you thinking?
John, please just calm down. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. And we also could have handled the situation better.
That's unacceptable. They were supposed to be training you guys, not putting you in harm's way. You better hope she pulls through this.
Threats won't help the situation. Once we saw what happened, we focused on making sure she would make it out of this.
Oh, I'm not the one you should be worrying about. You realize what's going to happen when Brian gets back here, right?
It was my responsibility, so I'll tell him everything that happened. Whatever he does next, I'll accept it.
I won't let him do anything too drastic, but he will not be as forgiving about this.
Is that him over there?
Oh, shit. He does not look happy.
Brian, I'm so sorry. This is all my fault. I was clearing the storage room, and before I knew it, a cat...
Piece of shit! You were supposed to keep them safe!
I know. I failed. It was...
Brian, stop!
Dude, stop. It wasn't like that.
Shut the fuck up!
Shit! James, help me pull him off him!
She doesn't make it out of this, I'll fucking kill you myself.
Brian! Just calm down. She's in surgery right now, and Claire said she'd be fine. They made it back here as quickly as possible. But she was still conscious when they arrived.
Get the fuck off me!
What the hell is going on? Brian, calm down!
Let me go. Right now.
Not until you calm down!
We understand how you feel. We're just as worried about her as you are. But you need to calm down.
Brian, you need to calm down. You're frightening everybody else.
Fine. Fine. Calming down. Now, you guys let me go.
You're not going to hit him again, right?
Can't promise I won't, but for now, yes.
Okay, but if you start after him again, we will remove you to somewhere else until you calm down.
Okay. Hey, I'm fine.
Brian, I am so, so sorry. I never...
Shut your fucking mouth. I don't want to hear anything else from you.
Brian, we never meant for any of this to happen. I know how you must feel, but trust me when I say Claire has this.
I don't know if I'll ever be able to trust what either of you say, so please, just shut the fuck up.
All right. I'll get Corey out of here and report to Adams.
You do that.
Come on, man. Let's go.
Oh.
I thought you were going to kill him.
If you guys didn't stop me, I probably would have. For a moment there, everything just went black, and I couldn't stop myself.
Well, we're glad you did.
I'm sorry, guys. Sarah, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Sarah, why don't you go meet up with Katie and Julie? They should be with Hope in Brian's room.
All right. Let me know if you guys hear anything, okay?
Yeah, we will. Everything's gonna be fine, Brian. Just breathe and calm down. We understand how you feel.
Deep breaths, okay?
I know. I know. Just let me sit here for a second.
Take as much time as you need.
Here, I brought some water with me. Drink some, slowly.
Thanks. Why didn't you call me sooner?
We didn't know what was happening until she was already in surgery. Sarah came to find me after that and told me what happened.
How long has she been in there?
I'd say probably 30, maybe 45 minutes. They had to track down a couple people with the same blood type so they could do transfusions.
So she lost quite a bit of blood then?
From what I heard, yes. But they were able to slow it down enough that Claire said she was confident she'd pull through.
That's good. Let's go sit inside. So much is running through my head right now. It's like a jackhammer is pounding and I can't focus on a single thought. The thought of losing her is more than I can bear. I know she'll pull through. She is strong after all. Taking a few deep breaths helps to calm the pounding in my head and chest, but it doesn't stop it completely. After a few minutes, Claire came out to let us know how the surgery went.
Well, we made it through the worst of it.
How is she?
She's stable at the moment, but she's still unconscious. It'll be a while before she wakes up, and even then, she'll be fairly weak.
She'll pull through though, right?
Luckily, we made it back in time, and we even found someone with a matching blood type to do transfusions. She lost quite a bit of blood, but I believe she'll pull through.
Oh, thank God.
That's good. How long do you think she'll be out?
Most likely a few hours. We need her to get as much rest as possible to ensure she doesn't tear the stitches. Once she's awake, we'll be keeping her here for a couple of days for observation.
So, what happens now?
We wait. We wait until she wakes up. And take it from there.
Brian, you should go and see Hope. Don't worry, I'll stay by Journey's side until she wakes up. When that happens, I'll send word to you so you can come see her.
Thanks, Claire. Please look after her.
Of course. You have my word.
Come on, Brian. We'll walk you back.
Once we get you back to Hope, I'll come back over and let you know when she wakes up.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Don't mention it.
You do realize it wasn't Corey's fault, right?
Yeah, I do. I just couldn't stop myself.
You should apologize the next time you see him.
I'll think about it when she wakes up. I really don't think I could be around him right now, though.
Well, whenever you're ready, I guess.
What the hell happened to you?
Jesus, you look like you got hit by a train.
Brian was really pissed about what happened to Journey. I don't blame him for it. I kind of expected this.
He really didn't have to go that far, though. If we didn't stop him, you could have been seriously injured.
It's fine. I did put her in danger after all.
Look, that here, and that's no excuse. You should really go put some ice on that.
Is Journey gonna be okay?
Claire said that she will pull through. We were just lucky to get her back here in time.
Ooh.
Where is Brian right now?
We left him with John and Brandon outside of the hospital. I think he was waiting for Claire to find out how it all went.
You should let Adams know immediately what happened.
Yeah, we came over to fill him in on everything that happened. Where is he?
I think he was finishing up his talk with Charles and trying to put together a plan of action to deal with the Goliath.
He should be out any minute now.
I guess we'll just wait over here until it's done. So, how's that contraption coming along that you and John have been working on?
It's coming along nicely. I think we finally figured out a good way to get the whole system to work without any issues. The only thing is, we have to work out now how to mount it to the quarry wall.
We had a couple of different ideas, but we don't have a way to do a strength test to see if they'll work.
Why don't you just mount it to a trailer that's loaded with a bunch of weight?
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that just might work. The only issue is whether or not we can easily get it above the quarry.
There has to be some kind of utility road up there.
At least a logging road or something.
I mean, possibly. I mean, it'd be nice to send out a group to do some recon on that area first.
That might have to wait until we're ready to begin this operation.
No, look, we need to know before we start to make sure it's even possible, otherwise we're wasting time and resources.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
CJ, what the hell happened to you?
I kind of got into it with Brian after he found out what happened to Journey.
Oh. And how's she doing? Is she going to pull through?
From what Claire said, she'll be okay, but she will be down for quite a while.
I'll have to have a talk with Brian about all this.
It's fine, Greg. Just give him some time. I don't feel like you did anything wrong. I would have done the same thing in his position.
Are you sure? I mean, we can't be having issues between us while we have this Goliath situation to deal with.
I'll talk to him after he sees Journey. He might be more willing to talk after seeing that she's all right.
All right, I'll leave it to you. Did you find everything we needed out there?
Yeah, we found most of it except for a few smaller items.
We did manage to find more deep cycle marine batteries, so we should be able to spare a few for Charles's group.
That's good. I had to talk with him about the current idea we've had for dealing with the Goliath.
What did he think about it?
He liked the idea. He's willing to provide support. He said he can get a couple of vehicles equipped with the frequency generators to keep the Goliath in place while we blow the walls.
That's awesome. And it sounds like they've figured out how we're going to get up the wall. So who's going to be doing the bait to lure it in?
I'd like to have a meeting with everyone. But with what went down with Journey, we might have to wait a few days before that happens. In the meantime, we can finalize the details of the plan with Charles.
We may want to send a group out to do recon on the quarry, so we have the layout in more detail.
Yeah, I already thought about it. I think I'll have Ramirez's team do the recon. He's already put together his gear, and he'll be taking off tomorrow morning.
Sir, was there anything else we needed to discuss? Or can we call it a day?
You guys can go ahead and call it a day. CJ, why don't you go get cleaned up and deal with your injuries?
All right. Let us know if there's anything you need us to do. Later, Greg.
You did what? He beat the hell out of CJ. It took John, James, and Brandon to pull him off of him.
What the hell, Brian? Why would you go that far? You realize they may have a problem with you now, right?
I know. I shouldn't have acted that way, but I just lost it.
We already talked about all of this with him. He's going to apologize when he sees him again.
Hopefully they can come to an understanding.
I'll talk to Greg, too, and make sure he understands that this was all in the heat of the moment.
So, what do we do now?
We wait until Brandon comes back to tell us when she's awake.
I really hope she wakes up soon.
I still can't believe this happened. Everything's been going so great, except for the fact that Cameron's still missing.
Do you guys think he's still alive?
I really hope so. But if he went missing where the Goliath was, I feel the worst might have happened.
I don't even want to think about that right now.
Yeah, we should find something else to talk about.
Like what? How we're gonna deal with the Goliath?
I was thinking something less stressful, like, I don't know.
It's hard to think of anything when it's been such a stressful week already.
Brian, we didn't know you played guitar. Why don't you play something for us?
It's just something to do when I'm not busy. I'm not that good yet, so I'd rather not.
Come on, just one song?
Please?
Fine. Just one. Don't blame me if you don't like it. All right. Hope really seems to enjoy this one. We sat for a while, waiting for Brandon to bring us good news. After about 3 hours, he finally showed up. He said that she woke up for a few minutes and said she was still really tired and that she just wanted to rest. We told her that we are all worried about her and hope she feels better soon, so we can see her. She told him to tell us that she's going to sleep as much as possible, and that we can see her in the morning. Claire told him that she'd stay with her for the night, just in case she needed anything. So he left it at that. I felt bad not being there for her, but I know that she would want me to be with Hope right now. I'll have to bring her with me in the morning, and that might cheer Journey up to see her smiling face. Everyone stayed with us throughout the night and passed out in whatever spot that was comfortable. I, on the other hand, had a hard time falling asleep. There was just so much on my mind that I kept tossing and turning. It took a while, but eventually, I was able to fall asleep.
This has been a Mudwalker production, written and created by Mikhail Pollack. Mikhail Pollack as Brian, Jennifer Johnson as Journey, Samantha Feltz as Julie, Joshua Johnson as John, Andrea Carnegie as Sarah, Marissa Raines as Katie, Gabe Hodge as Brandon, Kelly Wagner as Claire Barnes, Brett James as Lieutenant Adams, Denzel LeBlanc as Corey Jenkins, David Beakley as James Matthews, Hem Brewster as Hem, Athor Vjordason as Athor. Until next time, stay safe out there, and beware the Goliath.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.